Our staff will do a great job of getting everything organized, so it's really easy to find what you might be looking for. And we're excited to do this again this year.
The Hayes Public Library's Community Threads program has returned for 2023. Communications Coordinator Callie Kolasny stops by to share all the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
So we did it in 19 and 21, and then there were some periods in there that we didn't do it, and I'm not even sure how many years prior to 2019 they may have done it, but it is back this year. Community Threads, it's an opportunity for people to donate clothing items to the library. They need to be gently used. We want things that are in good shape, but it can be shoes, clothes, coats, hats, gloves, accessories too, if you have some jewelry, things like that that you want to donate. We'll take all of that kind of stuff. We don't want any household items. We will not take anything like that. But we will take clothing, like I said, that's in good shape. And then we'll get it all sorted out. And then it'll be made available for the public for free this coming weekend, August 19th and 20th. We'll be open during regular library hours on Saturday and Sunday. Just come, fill bags, get whatever you need. We especially want people to donate children's items, children's clothes, because those seem to be the things that the people that come in want the most. So if you've got any, your kids have outgrown their clothes and you want to donate them to the Community Threads program, that would be great. Again, today until we close tonight at 8 o'clock, this will be the end of taking donations for the Community Threads program. But we've gotten some things in so far. I haven't really looked at what all's come in yet, but then our staff will do a great job of getting everything organized, so it's really easy to find what you might be looking for. And we're excited to do this again this year.
Yeah, what a cool program. And right at the beginning of school, I think, is probably one of those times, too, where people are starting to think about it. Because, you know, if you're like me, you know, you're especially the little kids, they just kind of run around pretty much naked all summer. I can't get my kids dressed anyway. They're always just in their underwear. And then it's like, oh, you don't have any little clothes for school. We got to go do some shopping. But, you know, not everybody has the funds to do that.
Exactly. And this is an opportunity to come and get whatever you want for free. Like we said, you can just take bags out. We there's no limits. It's anybody too. We will not be asking about financial ability, nothing like that. Just come in and get what you want and take it and enjoy it. We won't have no questions asked.
Love that. And again, so today, if you've got stuff to donate, just show up with it, clean, gently used clothes.
Yes. Just bring it to the front desk at the library and we'll take it from there. And then the event will actually be on Saturday and Sunday this coming weekend.
Excellent. Just show up again.
Just show up.
Easy,
it'll be
easy.
It'll be in the gallery. Everything will be all organized and nice. And yep, just come and get what you want.
I like that. Sometimes when you have donation things like this, sometimes it feels like they overcomplicate it and you got to go through all these hoops to do. To get or even to donate. And you guys are just making it easy.
Really easy. As easy as we possibly can.
Well, excellent. We also want to talk about this. Your foundation fundraiser is coming up here a little bit down the road, but it's time to get it on the calendar, right?
Yeah, it's just a few weeks away. Our Foundation Wine and Cheese fundraiser. This is the third annual. It will be on September 16th. 6:30 to 9. Our guest speaker this year will be Marcy Penner from the Kansas Sampler Foundation. She was supposed to be our guest speaker last year and had some health issues and wasn't able to attend. And so we're really excited to have her locked in for this year's event. There will be a silent auction and raffle. If you have any items you would like to donate for the silent auction or raffle, we're taking those. We are also taking sponsorships for the event. All of the money that is raised goes to the Hayes Public Library Foundation, and the foundation uses those funds for some of the unbudgeted items for the library. They've helped with the bookmobile, obviously. They've also helped with the remodel, with funding some of that this last time. We're starting to look at doing a little bit of a remodel. It won't be on as big a scale, but a little bit of work in the basement. It needs some cosmetic work. It needs some other things to happen down there because it's been like that for quite some time. So we're getting started talking to people about that and making plans. And so some of the funding raised through the foundation fundraiser would go toward that, as well as just other things that we come up with that we need at the library to keep the library the way it is, to help people in the community with the library. That's what the funding goes to. Tickets cost $30. You can buy them at the library, or you can go online, hayeslibrary.org, and buy them online as well.
That's excellent. I love that you guys are always thinking about the future and always changing the organization and what you offer to really fit the needs of the community. And we spoke with the Forsyth Library folks. They're getting ready for a major remodel down there. And, you know, for them, it's been 50 years since they've had a major remodel. But you guys have been through probably, what, five or six in that kind of span?
Yeah, several. There have been several different changes. And, of course, the last one was just a couple years ago. But it was mainly the top two floors. And so we need some... The bottom floor, or the lower level, the basement, there's discussions about what to call it, but it needs a little bit of love too. And so it needs some work. But yeah, the main thing is with libraries is just staying relevant and making the changes as things go more digital, but still providing the physical books and things like that that the public still wants. So it's, you know, kind of a fine line of continuing to meet the needs of the community. And so that's what we're trying to do with the changes that we've implemented and will continue to implement in the future.
Excellent. And one of the things that you guys are so great at is offering that programming. And I'm looking at the list. We're going to start going through these as well. There's always so much going on down the library. We talk about it a little bit in the community calendar here on the show, but we just really can't even touch on it.
Yeah, there's a lot. So some of the stuff coming up, we have our painting class that'll be tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. This has become extremely popular. And so we've had to limit it to 30 people, which is actually an increase because it was 20, I believe. So we've upped it and made some more space for it. But it's limited to the first 30 people. We don't do a registration. So it's first come, first served. We do recommend people come early. The program is at 6 p.m. We recommend you get there early if you want to have a seat. We're not letting people save like big blocks of seats for, you know, their friends to all come. You kind of need to get there at the same time if you want to sit together. So again, that's tomorrow at 6 p.m. We have our community classroom with Angels Care Home Health. They will be there to talk about medic alert and immunization awareness. That'll be Wednesday at 2 p.m. The World Language Club meets on Saturday at 11 a.m. This month's language is Farsi. And that one, they will meet in the conference room on the main floor because Community Threads will be going on in the gallery, which is where they normally meet. So they're moving and they discuss a different language each month. It's really interesting. So this month is Farsi. The Fall Art Walk is coming up. It'll be on August 25th at 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. Also on the 25th, I didn't even put this on here, we will be hosting Chamber Chat. So we'll have a Chamber Chat on the 25th at 9 a.m. on the 25th. Sip Your Way Around the World will be on August 29th at 6 p.m. We will be talking about different kinds of drinks that are common in different places around the world, non-alcoholic drinks. So come and learn a little bit more about those and get some recipes. World Letter Writing Day is on September 1st at 4 p.m. Just come and we'll have all of the, everything you would need to write some letters. Work Out with the Center for Health Improvement. This is going to be a monthly program coming up. And the first one will be about mobility on September 5th at 6 p.m. You can make your own DIY I Love My Library tote bag on September 6th at 6 p.m. We're doing resin favorites. We make different resin things little for adults throughout the year. And so we're going to have the ability to make whichever ones you want on September 9th at 1 p.m. So those are some of the events coming up.
Very cool. You know, I know we'll get into all of the contact information, but if people are wanting to follow your calendar, what's the easiest way to do that?
HayesLibrary.org and go under events and look at it there. That's the most up to date because, you know, obviously things change and that's where we keep all of the information up to date there. We do have our fall program and event catalog available now. It just came in a couple weeks ago. And so you can pick those up at the library or you can go online, HayesLibrary.org, and still under the events and look at the online version of the fall catalog.
Very cool. And we also want to talk about this because this is coming up soon, your book club. And this is a particularly cool one, I think.
Yeah, we did this back in June, too, where we had a book club with the Hayes Chamber and the HYP group. And so we're going to do another one. We had a request to do another one. This time they will be talking about 13 Ways to Kill Your Community. That is the book. And they will meet on September 12th, 19th, 26th, October 3rd, and 10th. It will meet at 8 a.m. at the library in the Community Commons area, and there will be coffee and breakfast each day. So go ahead and get the book. You can get it online or at the library. Get the book and read and be ready to discuss on those days. I know that Sarah and Brandon, I think it's next week, will be in to talk a little bit more in depth about the book and about what will be offered.
Very cool. Yeah, I'm excited for that. But, you know, this is one of those books I've heard so much about already. It's kind of been making the rounds in the leadership circles here in Hayes and in Ellis County. And from my understanding, I haven't read it, and I think you haven't to read it either. But it really outlines and details how to do things wrong.
Right.
like what you can, if you don't want your community to succeed, do these things, just like the title suggests. And again, like I just keep hearing great things about this book.
I believe it's the second edition, because I guess there's another edition. So I think the one they're going to discuss is the second edition. Like I said, if you have any interest in this at all, and even if you don't think you'd be able to make it to every single one, because there's quite a few meetings that they're going to do, because they're going to go through the entire book. Even if you don't think you'll be able to make it to all of them, but want to come to some of them, feel free to do that. And there's no sign up or anything required. Just show up, and we'll have the doors open and the coffee on.
Very cool. And I really got to imagine, too, probably with this session, you're going to have some really great networking opportunities with some community leaders, economic leaders, civic leaders that are, again, reading this book and taking these things to heart.
Exactly. It's a great opportunity to find out more about different things you can do in your community and to make those connections that could help you in some other way in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we also want to mention this. Your school's kicking off. Your tutoring is going to be available again soon, right?
It will be back. Our tutors are Fort Hays State University students, and so they're not back yet, so it hasn't started yet. But be watching for more information on when we actually get the start date going, because we have to get them, you know, the students back and do some interviews and get them hired to do the tutoring. So just watch for more information. But you can still go ahead and go online to our website and go under services tutoring and sign up there if you want to. If you want to go ahead and get your child registered for the tutoring program, because it will be coming up. And we do that on weekdays after school, and it's free. It is a free tutoring program.
Yeah, I love that. And really, because if you're in need, finding a tutor is difficult. But then again, you know, a lot of people don't have that financial ability, because it can be pretty expensive if you're needing your students needing some serious, you know, kind of study time.
Exactly. And they can cover a lot of different subjects. And so, you know, if you have trouble figuring out how to help your kid with math, sign them up for tutoring or reading or just any of those subjects, they can help you out with that. So we're excited to do that again this year, and we'll get the tutors hired, and we'll put more information out when they are going to be available.
Excellent. Yeah, I love that you mentioned math, because that's the one I struggle with. It's different. They teach it differently now, with good or bad. I know lots of people have lots of opinions on it, but it's so different from the way I learned it. I can't help my kids. Yeah. I don't know.
Even the old way, I just wasn't a good math student. It's just not my subject. I can do basic math, but it just wasn't my thing. So, you know, maybe it's just not your thing and your kids need help. There you go. Here's some free help for you.
Perfect. Well, Callie, we're virtually out of time, but any last thoughts or anything else you want to hit on before we go?
Not really. Just go ahead and follow us on social media, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and hayeslibrary.org is where you go for all of that information. If you need to call us, 625-9014.